We say a very good morning, Mr. Jacob Thielen. Sir.
Good morning, Jay. For Jake's take today, I want to say, well, first, good morning to you and to our friend here, John Giff, who is handling the board again today. And I do want to talk today about what I talked about the other day. It was the criminal trial going on against Donald Trump with this hush money case. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on around it now. There's, you know, memes of Trump falling asleep, actually, on the first day of the trial. Of course, there'll be memes about that. And I think that says something for how ridiculous, again, that it is that they have this case even going on. Even Kevin O'Leary, I just read from Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary even said, quote, "We don't do this in America." And I mean, say what you want about that, but you can agree that it's just unnecessary. In my opinion, this has been unnecessary. And like we talked about last time, this isn't going to affect anything. And as if I remember you said too, it's only going to elevate Trump's, you know, his stance in this, you know, in his candidacy for being president. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Jay?
Of course. Listen, if it wasn't Trump, we wouldn't even hear about this. The only reason why this is going on is because they're trying to knock him down a peg or two. I mean, that's the marching orders that you have this Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg going with. And, of course, the AG of the state of New York, Letitia James. Their MO is to basically, from the higher-ups in the party, is to take the former president down. And guess what? It ain't working. They're only elevating his numbers and everything else. Here's a prime example. I said this before. When those two cops were beaten up in Times Square, what did Alvin Bragg do? Nothing, right? Sat in his hands and waited for half of those assailants to flee the state. A couple of them ended up in Arizona. That's all you need to know. Really, that's all you need to know as far as the direction of what's going on in this country. It's meaningless to me. It's boring. Yeah, okay, so they got a jury all set up. Here we go. They should have never allowed this to happen in Manhattan as far as the venue is concerned. And quite frankly, you know, like I said, you know, this is more kind of a misdemeanor case. I think Trump will have a difficult time as far as getting a positive note out of all of this. You'll either have a situation of a hung jury or there will be a conviction. So there you go.
I agree, and I do want to add to that because, again, Trump is even saying, you know, this is a hoax, as he's said with many things he's been accused of, but at the same time, I feel like we're just going to forget about this in, like, the next couple of months as, you know, voting really goes underway. I think it's going to, or, you know, when the debates really go on and people are really trying to consider their vote, I think they're just going to forget about this case in general.